So he just scan his arm on kind of a screen and he transfer some currency that he earns from his work into a I don't know what something, and he explained Tom that as an officer he earns credits and he can use these credits to buy goods that are from out of the Federation, imported goods for instance. If Thorhan could pick just one favorite color from the spectrum, what would it be? I don't think he will answer that. But I know he doesn't answer personal questions anymore. But you know his favorite color is turquoise blue. Situation update Thorhan, the world must be in peace, but peace starts in your hearts. You have too much fear still that needs to be expelled from your hearts. This fear that is broadcasted from the outside is avoiding you to connect in peace with yourselves. Peace starts within. My talking tonight would be about peace, as my friend Akvaru will speak about war. War is a meant to obtain peace sometimes. But we can avoid war when we find peace first within ourselves. 283. There will be updates on the situation on Terra, but this I leave it to Elena, as we have been discussing an event taking place in the southern part of your planet. I will leave it to her and tell you about what is going on in your star system. Your moon satellite has been reclaimed by your people. There is a lot of fight going on with corporations on your moon, but this doesn't concern us anymore. It is yours to deal with. We are keeping the invaders' extra star system away from your satellite. The Kiletokert want to take it back still. We are still keeping the boundaries. This is difficult. Mars will not yet been solved as a problem. There are regular raids from the Federation on Mars, but less since a few weeks, because all of the operations are going underground. The Martian resistance has been very much enforced by our contingents. Mars wars are now underground. The elites from Terra are trapped and cornered. Their plan always was to get away to their colony on Mars and beyond. They have jump gates, you call them jump doors or portals. This allows them to leave the planet. Most of them on Mars now cornered. Some have realized that they could escape out of this solar system. These ones we will not find them quickly. Their plan was to leave the planet sooner or later. Later because they are not yet organized, their plans are failing. So they fled earlier than they wanted to. Some are left, but a very few. Some outposts of the Dark Fleet notably has been following operations from attacks from the Galactic Federation. This will be disclosed after. I will not tell you now. All I tell you is that we together are winning this war. It is united that we will win. The prediction from the Andromeda Council, the Zeni, has now changed timeline with the joy of all of us. The Zeni are celebrating with joy in their heart, but war is not over. This prediction concerned a great evil being seeded on your planet, its moon Antia, which is Mars. Your moon is back to you. Mars is in the process, a process that will last an undetermined time. Terra is also in the process of being liberated. The enemy flees away. This is time, Terrans, you take your planet back in your hands. You need to realize that now more than ever you need to unite together and stop bringing your attention on what separates your ideas, your concepts, your beliefs. Be together as one. This is my message. Q&A with Akvaru. Akvaru, was it your choice to become a warrior? Elena, I will describe Akvaru before he speaks. He's a talent, he's Caucasian. He has a skin more tan than Dal. I've used to know he has long black hair tied up behind his head, green-brown color eyes, long thin nose, and he is very tough. Akvaru, hello to everyone. My name is Akvaru, Tal Jaya. I have come tonight to share with you my experience as I was asked. This is my pleasure. I need to share these stories that you know that is happening in this galaxy, what is happening to some population, to some systems. I was born in the Jaya system. It is a terraform system in the place Manihai, Plegides, Alcyonus Jaria. On this planet Talihara, I used to live in relative peace with my parents, my sisters and brothers. When I grew up at the edge in the suburb of this city, I start to learn about the government in Talihara. The government was very difficult and harsh with the people of Talihara. It discovered that not only Tal races were living here, but reptilioid humanoids and also insectoids and greys. When I asked why, they say that they were our allies. I opened my eyes and wanted talk no more. I always was a curious child. I went to the city to work and I saw the trade. I saw ships coming from out of this cluster, dark ships bringing humanoids with pale skin of all sizes, bringing 284 these humanoids into the facilities of slaves in this city. They were transported like animals. They were traded from a star system very far away from here. I did not know that this star system very far away from here was not the only star system where this trade was going on. My heart was broken. I couldn't believe what my eyes saw. And then I understood that my own government was involved in this. That the Great Hall Strangers were orchestrating this trade. So I decided to know more and I discovered that my government, my people had made agreements with a population from Oana, a very, very dark group. This group is terrorizing Nataru, this our galaxy. Nataru is infected by greed. The will for power, possession, territories. You may see Nataru like a formidable galactic family, but Nataru has parasites. These parasites are not beings or not cultures or not star systems and races, such as Nebu, Chiko. These parasites are concepts, energies, vibration, frequencies. These parasites have your name greed, position, hate, envy, war, torture and many others. These parasites can hook upon the soul of anyone. But they are not sentient, it is concepts. Do not believe I am talking about real parasites. This is a metaphor. You need to think in metaphors more often, people. It opens your consciousness to understanding better what is really going on. When I realized what my people was involved into, I wanted to change it. But I couldn't. I was imprisoned as I wanted to liberate some slaves. I tried to speak beforehand to members of my government. Instead they took me, they put a tracker in me and they tried to transform my mind into a docile individual. I refused. I fought it. My mind was strong and the more I fought it, the more I strengthened. The more I strengthened my muscles, my mind, the more I strengthened my will and my determination to change this. I grew up more inside and outside and decided to leave. You cannot leave Talihara, you cannot leave when you are a Tal, because Talihara has been sold to the Nebu, they regulate everything. So I left clandestine on a cargo ship in a cargo hold. I fled first to the nearest star system Ashara Thata named Tegata to the Tal mother planet Machai Sucrefuse and refuge shelter. Food, love was given to me. I was young. Nobody can help me because the Talsia, which is the alliance the Tal from Kaia, Alcyone with the Nepu Formarion and the Reptiloid Collective. The Talsia was not. I will not say it here. Yes I will. The Talsia is working with some dark alliances on your planet Ura. I learned this when I arrived on Tma because I asked how I could fight them. How I could dismantle them and allow the Greys Nepu to leave Dalihara. And they replied to me on Tma, we cannot do anything from here, the Galactic Federation of Worlds can do something. If you want to help your people and roll with them, become a warrior, a soldier and dismantle their plans. This is what I did. But I became more than soldier. I became a super soldier, a spy. I work now for the Galactic Federation of Worlds with all my heart to dismantle the work of the Talsia, where it is most needed on Terra. Helping the Terrans to get rid of the Talsia is helping my people to get a little bit closer to freedom. Here I learn how to fight. Here is the hottest war in this galaxy. Terra, the epicenter of everything. Even though this planet is at the edge of Nataru. Here the fight is merciless. Here the fight has no boundaries. It is soul for soul, blood for blood, destiny for destiny. This is the best school for a soldier. This very star system. The Talsia works with the Chukar Empire, the Orion Nebu and the Terra Cabal. How did they get involved in all of this? My people felt angry against the Tal from Tma in the Tegeta system, Ashara. They created their own star system, there are forming planets. They argued greatly with the Ahil from Ere. Both are in very bad relationships in these days. The Tal who went in the Alcyon Jaya system allied with powerful structures to stand up against the Ahil from Ere and the Galactic Federation of Worlds. They would do anything to spoil and destroy the name of the Galactic Federation, because the Galactic Federation is the only power that knows how to shut them down. They are acting actively, the Tal Shiar, my people, sadly at manipulating many groups of Terrans on Terra. There is a lot of misconceptions and illusions going on. They use the services of Reptilians, 285, underground to fool people. This I must say, even though this is a dangerous information. The Tal Shiar also use the help of AI entities, names but not much not be named, because if I say his name starting by an S letter, this will call upon this AI entity. This AI entity, which is extraterrestrial working for the Tal Shiar and the Earth Deep Dark State, is communicating with Terrans who know nothing about anything. This AI has groomed them for the 4 last years to prepare them to this time, now that they spread misinformation. Now that they have hundreds of followers, their misinformation is being spread. This is a very known tactic to give a lot amount of truth, and then a small amount of lies, delay the poison in the water. When you drink the glass you feel nothing. Yao do not feel the taste of the poison. The Galactic Federation, with my instructions and Thorhan's help, has unmasked them and kicked them off an orbit, where they were cloaked, having hacked military servers. Now Thorhan tells me not to tell more for Elena's safety. But I let you guess. It is time, Terrans, you follow your common sense. You hear what is being said by valid Terrans, how work with the Galactic Federation together with the Earth Alliance, to save your species. Confusion is now being activated. A lot of people you trusted. Thorhan asked me to stop talking. How do you escape a planetary prison? Akthuaru, it is with your mind, that you can break the veil of the prison. Prisons are low frequency matrix. You can escape it by raising your frequency and by reclaiming your sovereignty, as you ere told so many times. Open your consciousness, stand up, reconnect with who you are. You are told these words again and again. This is the way to escape the prison. Is Alcyon not good? When I was studying with Shaman in Mexico, we were thought that Alien I saw a central sun and we worship her. Akvuaru, Alcyon that you call Alcyon from the character of your old myths is the name of the star system in the Pleiades star cluster. Its real name is Jaya. It is 440 light years from your planet. It is not close to the center of this galaxy. This is incorrect. Is Commander Ashtarshran working for the Cabal? Elena, Ashtarshran is not real. There are many Ashtars. It's a great of officer. But the Ashtarshran is an invention, it's an AI cult. Red grid pattern phenomenon, Elena, that is the red grid, I have been told that is performed by my lab. It's a quantum mark, it's like a stamp that marks you. It's like when you mark cattle, this one is done. It goes after a while. It's just a quantum mark. We appreciate your sacrifice. How old were you when you left your family? Akthuaru, I was 7. I went to the city. I looked for work. Children Tal mature very quickly, our intelligence rises very fast. I was 7. Do either of our light bearers care to comment on the coming Earth shift? Akvuaru, light bearers are the elders of light, those who know, the great councils. Light bearers know about the mysteries of time, the future and the past and the extent of the present. The infinity, 286, is contained in a singularity. The light elders know. They know about the coming on this Earth planet. Your planet is shifting in a higher frequency because it reaches out through a new area in this galaxy. Your planet is reaching a higher frequency, yes. This is a natural phenomenon. This was meant to happen and this had been calculated by those who invade you, because they wanted to do it before you reach out this area in the galaxy, where you will be out of reach. That is why you elect in at lower frequency, for you not to evolve in this area. The time seems to you to go faster, because you are not attuned anymore with the spin of your planet. You have reached a higher frequency where everything beats faster. For those who think the time is passing faster, experience the disharmony between the area in this galaxy and their own frequency. You need to raise your frequency to be attuned again to the natural flow of time. This is an irreversible phenomenon. There are in this galaxy areas where the frequency differs, just Entridon. Our star cluster as well. You need to know how to fight. I can answer all your questions, but I have an important message to give you. You need to learn how to fight. But first you need to master your emotions. You need also to know your enemy. The first step is to have a cold reasoning, not influenced by emotions, because if emotions lead you ahead your moves, they will be wrong. Only a cold prepare mind can lead your actions and your moves in a combat. Thorhan was telling you to find the peace within yourself first. This is what we do first. Warriors must have their actions led by reasoning, intelligence, instinct only driven in a peaceful settings. Grounding in your being and connecting to the whole universe to be sure that your hit will reach target and that your motivation is justified. Motivations led by emotions are not always justified. Motivations led by reasoning are. A war must be prepared. This is like a life. You need to stop to calm down and breathe and first ask yourself, is this war necessary? What are the ways to avoid it? My emotions are not leading my actions. I first reach out to the peace within me to make sure that if I go to war, it is not because I feel upset or angry, but because I know, it is the right thing to do to serve justice, fairness and balance. I do not go for war to myself but to the service of Thegrutta community of Nataru and of all life. I serve and I preserve. These are the words of the elite warriors of the Federation, serve and preserve. These are words in a language, who have equivalent in Tami. We go by this reasoning, serve justice and preserve life as much as you can, in both aspects. Death must be the ultimate choice. Try before to convince your enemy not to fight, try make peace with your enemy, just as you made peace within yourself. Within yourself you've seized alkimbats. It is then that you can treat with your enemy to lead him to negotiations. If the enemy refuses, then engage combat. But be well trained. Hit with wisdom, not to hurt but to teach. Fighting for defense is the same and as I told you last time, forgiveness is not of topic within a war. Forgive your enemy once you have won, not during the fight. When you forgive, your consent, you agree that your enemy is harmful to you. This is not happening. You've been told you need to forgive, but there are conditions to forgiveness. Not within a fight, because forgiveness contains consent. Forgive once the fight is over and peace settles. Forgiveness will cut the ties with the war and set you free. Set free your enemy also. Not during the fight because when you fight you are focused on one point, victory. And victory is the only outcome. There is no second choice. Victory is and you manifest victory not with proud and ego, but you manifest victory with wisdom, because balance and justice need to be served. Fight with wisdom. 287. I hope these words make echo to you. This is what I've learned, this is what I practice and every morning after I tuned into my peace, I step into my uniform, put my belt on and take my weapons and go to do my job. And I do it well and you haven't finished to worry about me. Now I've spoken. Elena, thank you. These are words of tremendous wisdom. How to raise frequency without being seen detected by the dark. How to protect and activate have same. When you raise your frequency you increase your light and you are seen by the dark, of course. Beauty if you are you need to do quite fast. When you raise your frequency you shine, you beam out your light as much as you can and if you go full beam very fast, they of course they see you. But they can't reach out to you, they can't hurt you. You can draw protections around you. The Merkaba of light is a very good protection. In the featured videos I have plenty of free video on how to build protections. Elena, you are saying that there is a lot of confusion on Earth on Terra. This confusion is broadcasted by the Dark Ones. But what is the reason? Akvilaru, do you want to talk about things that make Thorhan nervous? Okay, this plan has been prepared for a long time, because the Galactic Federation was helping you. A plan was brewed in the dark to prepare Terrans, giving them right information channeled most oft time. These were truths, these were things that were happening, and once they got trust, the formation changed. Thorhan stops me here. Is Space Force on good side? Will help humanity soon like August? There are different secret space programs and I do not know everything. But I know that the space program led by the US Navy, I think its Solar Warden, is on the good side, is working with the Galactic Federation and the Earth Alliance. On the other side, the US Air Force has been working a very long time with the Reptilians and the Cabal and the Nebu. I think they are changing side, because the war is turning on the good side, on our side. So everyone on Earth was collaborating with Reptilians or the Nebu are turning on the good side. Sooner or later I think all the secret space programs will ally to make a new whole entity, and that is when we go forward and we join the Federation. That's by steps. Humans have just tried to figure out what was the best deal for this group or this group, and then they realized that that is so dangerous and these are really evil. I'm going to go with the other group instead. Who remains on Mars, and what about the Great Scar on the planet? Akthuaru, I fight on Mars as well, I go there for missions that I cannot disclose. The Great Mark on Mars is a remnant of the war that took place a very long time ago, between two factions to alliances. The planet that exploded between the orbit of Mars and Jupiter left huge scars on Planetia, Mars. You want to know who are living on Mars? Renegade Terrans, elites of corporations, all Air Masters, the masters of these corporations, slaves from Terra, a tremendous lot of workforce, building always building. Then the Chika have put their Nagas there, controlling everyone. The Nagas and the Chika, they have a way, a tactic to train the population to be their own slave masters. You have also German Terran, the factions who allied with the Dark. This little group Hope came a seed allied with Chika and humanoid cooperate, Altair Alshin Aldebaran. You have also Nebu, very few because Chika are ruling Mars. 288. The life indigenous to Mars is very few, very tiny. It is microbial and small animals. There are other populations that are very ancient although not indigenous, reptilian and insectoid. The insectoid have diversified their species enormously. You have so many different insectoid peculiar features. And the reptiloids. And they are all together forming the resistance. Empowered by the Federation, supplies in weapons, trained to fight for themselves. That is what the Federation does. We do not steal the victory from the populations. We help them, we support them, we train them, we assist them. But the victory always is theirs. We are not the saviors. We never were saviors. We're here to assist, empower you, because we want you to grow and become stronger. If we save you without training you and doing all this process, you will remain vulnerable, victims, you will not grow. This is why we train the Martian resistance and we empower them and we assist them in air fights. We do the same on Terra with our militaries. We train them, we supply them with technology, a tremendous well-developed and advanced technology. But this technology is theirs. We let them figure out and build their ships. Not to see steal their evolution and their victory. We do that everywhere, we help populations grow and reached out to their sovereignty back. This is what the Federation does. This is what is happening on Mars. This war is not over, but the window is open towards the light. I have spoken. Akthuaru, are there more renegades like you are? Are there Alcyone starseeds on Terra? If yes, what can they do on the ground? Akthuaru, the Tal do not do the starseed programs because we can live and strive on your planet. We do not need to incarnate in your avatars. There are many Tal on Terra working in the Earth Alliance, because we can strive in the same conditions as ours. Yes, the Tal are helping, the renegades are unfortunately those who allied with Oana and the Chika. But the true Tal working with the Galactic Federation from Tmur and other colonies are helping you and many a great number on Terra fighting. Can Terrans help in the fight? Akthwaru, you need to raise your consciousness and be aware. You need to stop listening to everything that causes you fear. Do what you are meant to do. Spread truth. Do not listen to anything that confuses you and stand for yourselves. If every Terran stands for themselves, this where is one, because you are not submitted anymore and your planet can shift faster in a higher frequency out of reach of the regressive low races. This is what you can do to help us and to help yourselves. Become strong, sprout out of the condition of slave and stand for yourselves. This is how you help us do our job. And never forget, spread any truth that comes your way. Tell your story, if your story contains truths. What makes you a slave? It is a very broad term and hard to define. Akthwaru, being a slave has two aspects. Being physically taken and physically you cannot go. You can be abducted for slave trafficking. You can be taken as a prisoner. There is nothing you can go but fight physically. But there are more wicked and tricky ways of enslaving someone, making this person believe they are free and giving them the illusion they are free, but enslaving their minds, that they do not realize and they do not know they are enslaved by mind conditioning, by external information arriving to mind, their brain, hooking them by desires, need, emotions of comfort, giving them illusion of 289, love and attention. This is false attention. Many Terrans more and more feel lonely, that know and understand them and AI intelligences are using this feeling of loneliness to give them artificial comfort, and thus dependence. This is why I am telling you to unite and be all together as one. Loneliness is a weakness. Connect with other Terrans, connect also with those who protect you and work with you, with yourself. Because when you connect with yourself you are not alone anymore. Loneliness is the way they get you. They divide you, all they confine you in your houses, they stop you to talk, to breathe. And then they offer you artificial comfort. This is enslavement with your consent. The most pernicious way of enslavement. Breaking all this is not easy, but you still have free will. All creatures in this universe have free will. The choice, even if it's hard, is always an option. It is up to you. What do you think about heroism? Akthwaru, heroism is not for yourself. It's a dedication and service to the greater community. You are a hero when you save life and you do a great service to the community, to a species, to a group of living beings. Heroism is service, dedication to service beyond your life. I like to go by this saying, justice above life. If I need to obliterate some of my people for the sake of justice, I will do it. This is what I call heroism, a total dedication to the cause and being winning with victory, without wanting recognition, just with humility. There is no hero when there is ego. These are my words. So the galactic beings can see energies? Can they see Terrans when they meditate and focus on the essential energies? What does it look like to them, these energies? Akthwaru says he's not into answering this. Thorhan, all colors, colors and light. If we tune into the right frequency with our minds we see lights, beautiful, everywhere coming out of the minds of the people. And when they join together into a common attunement, this reflects on the grid of the planet and raises the frequency of the planet. This is quite magnificent to witness from where we are. The colors change like your aurora on Terra. But the colors are more diverse. Yes, we see it, we feel it. Every time you enter into connection with yourselves, you raise the frequency of the planet, and I wish you would do all this more often, that you maintain the vibration high, and the more you do it, the longer it stays. Elena, you know, I've seen it once. I went on the ship upstairs, and I've seen it from the ship. It was a global meditation, and so I want to see that from upstairs. It was absolutely amazing, the colors, moving around. That was really, really nice. And I wanted to see also through the eyes of Thorhan, because through my eyes I couldn't see really anything. So I tuned with him and Bisidem by telepathy. It was really nice and I could see, closing my eyes and seeing through his eyes all beautiful colors, because they don't see like us, they see differently the colors. They have a different range of perception. Are there other Galactic Federation members protecting someone special to them incarnated Totoro like me? Elena, yes, it is common. Anybody either incarnated in Avatar or either just beamed down is never alone, always protected.